Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a brand new day,
and we are starting our coverage of All-Stars Sixening. Mm-hmm.
Entrance looks, rhyming catchphrases that you won't want to miss.
Munch, munch, crunch, crunch, reads in the library that really hit and really miss.
And a star-studded show with some talents.
Honey, these stars are so studded. If there's a snowstorm tonight, they're going on my tires.
All stars,
start your engines. And may the best drag queen win.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
Oh my God. My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello. I'm the artist formerly known as Willem Belli's Vocal Cords.
I thought you changed your drag name to Delta Variant.
Delta Diamond Variant.
Oh my goodness. It's a promise of a rue day, everyone.
Honey, we are concurrent with the climate and we are proud to be presenting RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star 6 coverage on the MOM Network.
Wow. Here we go. Back in the saddle again.
Promise of a rude day.
I'm shocked that they're doing a season of Drag Race. It seems like they don't like, you know, doing a lot of seasons franchises,
maybe,
or countries.
Like one every now and then. It's not like that since they crowned Bob 5 years ago, there's been 16 other crowns.
crowns and gowns,
and they go to towns and they start a new drag race. They're going to be doing Drag Race Gibraltar.
Girl, good. The more the merrier, and this season of Drag Race is shaping up to be very exciting. Mm-hmm. And it's also very exciting that it's officially the MOM Network 1 year shanniversary.
Oh my God, congrats, Mom.
Congrats, Mom. Mama.
I can't believe it's been only one year.
I know. We officially launched The Chop with Latrice and Manila on June 29, 2020, when they started with Canada's Drag Race. And honey, it has, you want to talk about Drag Race expansion? Well, we've been expanding as well.
Honey, we're not the only ones that can plant a seed like Tasha Cole and her hip pads.
Honey, I planted the seed and I will see the harvest.
I've been germinating and fermenting that
harvest. Lots of germs.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, I'm so proud to run this network with you and own 49% of it.
Just to cover, The Chop has covered 4 international seasons of Drag Race. We acquired Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. We launched Very That with Delta and Delta Lake and Raji. And we rolled out Wanna Be On Top with Shea Coulee and Hi Jinx with Jinx Monsoon, Famous This Week with Brooklyn Heights and Priyanka, and our littlest baby darling, the limited series, Pageant Pod.
Pageant Pod still in Pampers.
Honey, yeah. I need Pampers.
Yeah, and we know if you're listening to this show, you support us and all of our podcasting dreams. But we just want to say thank you for tuning into all the mom shows. And we can't wait to see where this mogul thing takes us.
Honey, she's a mogul.
You're moguling about.
Now, this season starts out with a voiceover from RuPaul saying, "A second chance, a game within a game, a twist so twisted they'll never see it coming. Bring back my all stars."
Now,
and the dolls enter.
This first doll, maybe they're going alphabetical because it is Akiria C. Davenport.
Yeah.
And she said, "The one most fit to meet all the criteria. Screw all that. Just say, hey, Miss Akiria." And honey, yeah, her side by side, I mean, there wasn't much room for a glow up, but she is glowing. She is the Midas touch. Yeah. She is dipped in gold and glitter. It is beautiful. A straight 10 for me.
Absolutely. The barrel curls. She looks exquisite. Her teeth. Can I order her teeth from a catalog? Because they are, those are the ones I want.
She probably made them. She makes everything else.
She definitely is the, like, she's the example of, like, she was fabulous on her season, and she still has stepped herself up even more. And that's what we want to see on All Stars. And also, not a lot of words rhyme with Akiria, and she managed. So
she did that.
Props Honey. To your mom.
Dr. and Mrs. Seuss.
Mother Goose. I'm sorry that I called you Mother Goose. Okay, who's next?
Next, we have Jiggly Caliente, my season 4 sister. She said, "Well, Mother did say, may the best woman win." And Miss Lady walks right up in there. She's in a short black leather turning dress with zippers, easy access. And she looks great. Not mad at all.
I can gladly say that Jiggly Caliente has never looked better in her career than she does now in this moment.
Oh, yeah. Here for the crowns with all new crowns in that mouth.
A girl, she looks fabulous. And she just has a sense of, like, knowing who she is and, like, living her truth and really, like, hitting her stride in her career. And, like, I'm so glad to see her on this season. I fucking love her. And yeah. I hope she wins.
Mm-hmm. It was, I've been watching Untucked, too, and she's a star there. She's not hiding anything anymore. And next to the floor, we have New York in the house. More Jan. I'm back again.
Yes. And she's in the sort of purple, she's in the Pokemon evolution of her, you know, purple look. And now she's like Megazord or Super Saiyan or whatever. I don't know. I'm mixing my children's cartoons. But she looks fabulous. Beautiful.
She looks like a grown-up doll that somebody would play with.
Yes. You know?
Like very posable, well, action.
Production's playing with her, that's for sure.
Oh, honey,
they're playing.
They are dicking the doll.
She's the doll, and they're playing. But more
they
about
are
that.
Fucking this female. Let me tell you, they more want her to snap, crack, and pop, honey.
Girl, more about that later.
Very soon. Jan was on season 12, and she says she's more chill and less at the 11 that she was last time. But we shall see.
Yeah, and I was never bothered by her 11-ness.
Me neither. Ever. I loved it. I mean, no. She had the talent to back it up, so it was fun.
And it's like positivity at an 11 is, I don't know, something the world actually needs. So I was never mad about that. Raja D. O'Hara, your saucy homegirl is back, and she's sweeter than before. Ding! We love to see Raja O'Hara. She's wearing a blue hoodie, purple leotard, train, boots. The boots have her name on them just so they don't get mixed up in the workroom. And you don't want some other girl walking away with your shit. So you monogram, mm-mm. Okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Monogram! the hit song by Mimi, I'm First Band XL, of course.
I'm not familiar with that song.
They have a song called Hologram.
Oh, okay.
Gem and the Monograms. How about that? Is that better?
Mom and the Mommograms. You feeling a little froggy? I know I am, because it's Ginger Minj.
If you're feeling froggy, leave. I love Ginger. What the fuck is this? What is this look?
Honey, it looks like she fell into a ball pit with some Post-its and some super glue. It's supposed to be intentionally bad, and the balls are supposed to be like artistic warts.
Did she eat the bad acid?
I don't know what happened. It looks like if a Muppet got kind of like, you know, fell in with the wrong claw crowd that pulled out of a machine.
Yeah, the claw.
It's clean.
I think it's strategic, because if you go into All Stars, you know you're going to be voted on by all these vicious, vindictive cunts, okay? So if you walk into the room and you're like, you look like a mess, it's kind of like not, so it sort of like throws off the like, oh, well, she's not a threat. If you're going to do it with any look, you can really only do it with the walk into the workroom. So maybe she's like, don't worry about me. Nothing to see here. Don't worry about me, girls.
I'm not sure.
She sneaks her way to the top.
Because I remember what she left in All Stars last time she was on. And it was that silver hologram peplum that was like a pep too short.
I remember.
Yeah. So like.
I liked it.
You're allowed to like. You're allowed to like it.
I reserve the right to like it. And I do. Roof, 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 roof.
I hope you like it, doggy style. Yara Sophia is back, and the world is a better place for it. Honestly,
God damn.
She looks like a gold coyote slash like Egyptian. You know those Egyptian dog god hybrid.
Yes.
Creatures, she's like that, but holographic. And yes. Honey, it's the Vegas has touched her, honey. It's yeah. Vegas meets Puerto Rico meets everything. And she says she's Puerto Rico's Oprah Winfrey.
Just kidding.
You never know what she's joking about or what she's serious about. And it's the best thing ever for reality television.
Yara Sophia is the Andy Kaufman of Drag Race. Like, she just is. Like, she's a level of absurd and so funny that, like, I really just can't get enough of her. And she always brings it to you with every single look, because the face, the body, the taste level is just there. There's really no one like her, and I'm so glad that she's on this fucking season.
Me too. And we don't want to drag this on because we don't want to get a meal penalty, but Silky Nutmeg Ganache is next. And she says, season 11, I came for the lunch. All-Star 6, I'm coming for the dinner. Look out, bitch. I am your winner. So she's obviously experienced in writing haikus and cinquants.
Dr. Seussical, honey. She looks fucking amazing. This is an event.
I love the hair.
The hair is those ball ponytails, and it just keeps going. It goes, like, so far behind her. And she manages to pull a glass of milk out of her cleavage, which I think has never been done in the history of humanity. I don't think anyone's ever done it, ever.
I mean, if the Grapes of Wrath could be rewritten, this is how it would end.
Yes, honey.
With her feeding everybody from her teat. I do like that she brings a cookie to dip in the milk.
She brings cookies.
She brings snacks.
Why did I sound like Dipper when I did that? Do Dipper and Vanjie have the same voice? And we've just never made the connection.
She says she's ready to come back and focus on her drag, her garments, and her talents. But more about her talent later, because she said her talent wasn't even planned. Yes. Thrown together.
Well.
Like this interview look.
Okay. Well, The interview, girl, present how you present. This is the era we are at. And she's like, I'm beautiful and I'm wearing a fucking unit in the confessional chair. Try and stop me, motherfucker. You can't.
I don't have a problem with the unit. I have a problem with the ducky hat from 16 Candles.
Oh.
This like, no, it's fine.
I think it's just ducky.
It's ducked up.
Next we have and speaking of glow up, speaking of iconography, Pandora Box walks in the room. She is wearing this light purple, just sparkle to the floor. Honestly, the best she's ever looked. Fabulous. Mm-hmm. What a great first impression.
Looking beautiful, looking like Elsa's aunt.
Yeah.
She was Miss Congeniality in season 2, and then they show a quip of her being sassy and bitter about being prepared with Mimi in season 1 of All Stars. And, you know...
Would you be?
No, I appreciate her candor, and I appreciate her at least trying to make a joke out of a miserable situation.
Yeah.
The clown princess of season 2 is back.
So funny. And I'm so glad. Scarlet Envy enters the room. And I thought it was really smart that her hat was so big that the other girls in the workroom couldn't see who she was. Because it's like an added element of surprise. Like she walks in, she says her thing, and it's not until she turns that anyone can even see who she is. And she looks fucking cool. I love this.
She does look beautiful. It's very My Fair Lady goes to Woodstock. And she's here to prove something, too, because she wasn't around that long. And she won the first challenge on her season, I think. It was an acting challenge or something. I'm pretty sure. Maybe second challenge. Who knows?
Yeah, she's beautiful. And it's clear that she has, like, she's upped her glamour and her talent and has more of a sense of who she is. So I'm very excited to see her on this season.
Yeah, I feel like the glamour was always there, and now just the resources are also more in that stratosphere also. And coming straight out of the Panamanian stratosphere is Serena Chacha, our season 5 first off. And
yes.
They're not being kind with the edit already.
How?
They're giving her hokey pokey music.
Hi, I'm fierce and I'm ready to wheel I guess the underscoring does influence how we view the characters. I love Serena Chacha. She's my season 5 sister. I was really glad to see her on this season. And I can't wait to see how she does.
Mm-hmm. Well, Raja is straight up shocked that she's there.
So Neek comes in the room and says, "Ooh, girl, you've got female."
Ooh. Yes.
Reclaim it. Take it back. Take it back, Mama.
There were some other entrance lines that I was privy to that she was playing around with, but this was the one that we all went up for. Because, you know, when the girls are getting ready to leave, everybody gets ready, everybody pitches in and we all help.
They come to your studio and borrow your clothes?
That's not what I mean, but sometimes that happens.
Well, it's what I would do. And it's what I do often.
I mean, there's lots of people involved in every girl's journey. I think everybody knows that by now.
What were some of the other? Do you remember any of the other lines?
I do. They're not my place to say, but they were. I thought that this was the one that they would approve the most because they literally asked the girls, "What are you going to say?" They're very, very particular now. They don't want to leave anything to chance anymore. So, yeah. But this was the one that was very funny. But she's been the Christmas special. She came in with a good quip too about getting a bad bitch. Remember, Sonique's always been slick with the mouth, and I'm glad to see that Kylie is in the house.
She looks fabulous. She looks like she's on the same spy team as Katya when she entered All Stars. That's sort of like red Bury that. Russian cunt, very sexy. And tag yourself in this scene. I am Sonique's hat.
She did not give two licks. She that flew off, and her hair was She's perfect like, underneath it.
Bye, out she of fashion.
She was Done. Giving me like pink you and your hand, like that type of like sexy assassin. Very
so
that.
Stunning. So stunning. Trinity K. Bonet. She comes in and says, "You know they done fucked up, right?"
I don't get it. What does she mean?
Is that referring to like sending her home without winning? Is that what she meant?
I don't know.
Or bringing her back because she's going to slay so hard.
Oh, I think that's more what it is.
Remember when she replaced Courtney at the AAA Girls and just shit-talked her for 5 minutes in the parking lot? That was great.
Can't wait to see the movie.
Me too. So
she looks great.
She looks sickening. She's the lip sync assassin from season 6.
Yeah.
And she was, I think, 23 when she first competed. And yeah. She is more than ready for her redemption.
Absolutely. And finally, we have Eureka O'Hara. She said, "Eureka, you found it. Again and again and again. Third time's a charm, Divas."
Mm-hmm. And she and the Elephant Queen addresses the elephant in the room. She says, "I'm back with these all-star lips."
Honey, well, I, you know, some of the girls like injectables. I've personally never tried it, but whatever makes them feel, you know, like a glamazon bitch ready to hit the runway, go for it. I love Eureka. She is a ball of energy and so likable and so hilarious and such a just huge personality. And I think she looks awesome.
I think she looks great too. And she's a producer on We're Here as well as a star.
Like,
she was the first girl on that show. HBO came to her about that show. So wow. Like they knew good TV when they saw it, and RuPaul's Drag Race was not about to let that go again, and I'm glad they got her back. So,
and she really is fabulous on We're Here. Like her ability to connect and speak to everyone that she comes into contact with is like, there's, you can't teach that. You can't learn that. She just is that. And I'm very excited that we're getting the We're Here Drag Race crossover we all deserve with her being here. Why don't we take a break and then like get into like what happens? Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag. And get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Drag.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Clap with me.
Oh my gosh. Well,
13 girls.
$13.
A baker's dozen.
Absolutely. A great number. And RuPaul explains that it's still a roomocracy. Each of the queens will vote for the bottom queen that they think deserves the chop, but there's a game within a game. But more about that later.
Yeah, I still don't understand what that means. But she does mention it is a masterclass in survival. And if you took RuPaul's masterclass, you'll realize that that itself was a masterclass in denial.
Oh my gosh. Listen, if I saw a man drowning in the river, I know that throwing him a life raft is not going to help him. What I need to do is pray that he finds the strength to not, you know, die. Because he didn't know his own strength. But RuPaul says, hold on a minute. There's one more queen.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
And we get a cliffhanger. And wait, did you notice the new theme song?
It's updated slightly. Maybe the Lucian one expired, or they lost the Dropbox link.
No, I think it's because it says "May the best woman win" on the track. So they updated the track. It now says "May the best drag queen win," and it's a little bit just zazzier and peppier. And they did this on Top Model. I think, didn't they update the theme song throughout the years?
They used Tyra's song at one point. Move your body,
shake your body, body. Right.
I feel like they did.
So, I'm glad they kept the same song, but just like revamped it a little. I think that's exciting. They've never done it. They've never changed a thing about it.
They gave it some zazz.
Give it some zazz.
The 14th queen after this cliffhanger is revealed to be Miss Piggy.
Wow. Such a
worked with her. She was a bitch.
Such a twist. Oh my God. You worked with her on Boston Legal. No, you worked with her on The Shield or The District.
No, I worked with her on Neil's Puppet's Dream, I think.
And she was horrible.
She was late to set.
Did she kick you out of your dressing room?
No, she was late to set. She wouldn't use the union hair people.
Well, Miss Piggy is on hand to help.
You know
out
what?
With...
It was weird because she was nice at first, but then she was such a bitch. It was like total sweet and sour pork.
Yeah, very sweet and sour. Yeah, definitely. Well, okay. She's on hand to help with the reading challenge. We love on All Stars now. They're like, we're going to give you the juice and the tea and the dirt right away, Diva. Because right you all know each get. Other. Mm-hmm. So here's the reading challenge.
So tell each other to your faces how rotted you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and this is how we say hello, basically. Like, yeah. Oh, hey, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Very that. Kylie Sonique Love starts it off and she says, Ginger Minj, bitch, you are shaped like a deep breath.
That's so funny. I don't know
it
what
means
it means
exactly
but
what
so
it sounds
funny.
Like. Yeah. You know, when you, yep.
It's so funny.
It's what I can't do right now. Take a deep breath.
What are some other standouts? Oh, I loved Pandora's Eureka from HBO's We're Here. We wish you weren't. That's so funny. That's really good.
I liked Trinity offering to braid Silky's hair so she doesn't look like Don King.
That's so rotten.
I know, but true. Raja, I love anything that flows off the tongue beautifully. She says, Akiria, ass almighty, ankles all tiny.
What the fuck? These are such specific cunty reads, and I'm here for it.
They really, though, I don't know if Serena had any good ones, but the two that they show of her are lackluster, and the only funny thing is when Pandora yells something back, heckling. So they're really setting up Serena to fail right now, which is unfortunate, but I hope she did get in something funny, but who knows.
Yeah, the world may never know. But Ginger, what does she say? Jiggly Caliente, may I call you stupid? And Silky, you were in such a hurry to get here today, you put your ass on backwards.
That was funny.
Read herself. What did she? I can't remember what she said at the very beginning of hers, but she read her. She started by reading herself. She said, "Look at all these queens, RuPaul. I guess it was
your standards are lower than my cholesterol."
That's funny.
Something like that.
And she wins.
They didn't do Jan any favors either. They just gave her one mean, ill landing joke towards Trinity, and I
wonder if it got a laugh in the room. I'm gonna venture that there might be some Courtney acting going on here with the like cutting to a reaction of like, oh my god, why would you say that? Oh my god, why would you do that? Like, quite we're possibly. Here to say horrible things about, I don't know.
It's what we do. The winner is declared by Miss Piggy and RuPaul as Ginger Minj, and she wins a $2,500 gift card from ISLYNYC.
Yes.
Which is a great jewelry company. Check them out. I wear cute them stuff. A lot. Jiggly's wearing their earrings in a confessional look, the stars. Yes. And I know that because they're mine, and she still has them.
You ain't getting those back.
You filmed it in July, bitch. 2021.
You ain't getting those back to it. Miss Piggy didn't fully log off the Zoom call and she's talking shit about RuPaul. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, me talk shit about RuPaul? No. How dare you?
No, I mean, we usually do all our shit talking while the camera's still on and the mic. So, all our good shit for when the mic is hot.
Saving all my shit for you.
This mic hot, baby. This mic is hot. This mic is hot. This week in the main...
I talked some shit about my sister tonight.
That was a delight. This week on the main challenge in All Stars tradition is the All Stars Star Studded Variety Extravaganza. Mm-hmm. And we get to see what the girls are going to do. There's a lot of workroom chats as the girls are getting out of glam. there's representation as far as size, as far as trans queens, queens of color, and
talented girls, untalented girls.
Yeah, lots of. It's a very amazing and stacked lineup.
First chance, second chance, third chance, all of it.
Yeah.
The next day,
third
Ginger.
Chance.
Ginger is. Is she steaming her vocal cords or trying to smooth out her face or softening her beard before she shaves?
Honey,
which is
I've
this?
Tried it.
When are they going to put a sink in the workroom?
Honey, that would be a great update. I would be here for that.
Drag queens need to wash their hands more and more and more, especially on this season. Why couldn't they put like a safety sink in there?
Yeah.
Ginger's in there like trying to steam her face with a garment steamer. That doesn't look safe.
The ladies' room where they vote is a bathroom, and they vote on a counter that has two sinks in it. I'm sure they don't work, but that's the set.
Well, our season was the first one to have a ladies' room, and it was all fake. Even though it looked real, it was on a set and it was a soundstage. So you don't know if that's real
fake,
or not.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not real.
I mean, probably about as real as RuPaul.
Oh my goodness. The girls are wondering about what the fuck is the game within a game. That's what we as the viewers are also wondering. Raja wants to know if there's any voting strategy. Is there any alliances going on already? Silky says she's safe because she's in a group of four of season 11, four queens who are fat, six queens who are black. So she has built-in alliances, but she also wants to be fair.
Okay.
She said, I'm safe as fuck, you bastards. Try it. Try it with me.
Trinity feels like the outside looking in, and she definitely says that she's fangirling at one point in Untucked. But she also says she doesn't know any of these girls in the real world, doesn't have any of their phone numbers, and she's kind of out there on her own.
Yeah. Jan wants to be everyone's cheerleader, and Raja says, we don't go for that kumbaya shit over here. I love RuPaul's look on the main stage. Bow, 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 bow. The hair
is great. The dress ain't bad either. I'd rock it in cocktail.
I love it. It's wild. I love the like weird materials they're using this season for her clothes. I'm like really into it.
Zaldi's a superstar.
Absolutely. RuPaul gets a call from Miss Piggy, who says,
why don't you fire that bitch Michelle Visage and put me on the judging panel, cunt?
Oh my God, your Miss Piggy is great.
Is it?
Yeah. Wow.
We've got otherwise on the panel, we've got Michelle Visage, Carson Kressley, and Ross Matthews getting sixening with us.
Okay, so this all-star studded variety extravaganza begins with Jan bursting out of a rocket basically and singing the fuck out of every single note known to man in a wonderful like way to start a show. Like, what a way to blow the lid off the joint.
How was the order decided, I wonder?
Whoever turned in their music first.
I'm aware of this track because I got to listen to it before, like, way before All Stars ever happened. And they cut out a few things. All they cut out was the beginning, the middle, and the end. There's a beginning where she goes, this sickening hook, I can do everything. And did I mention you'll be gagging when I start to? Jan, you're safe. So that's a joke that was cut out. And then in the middle, there's a rap breakdown that's like, Chad, Alaska, Trixie, Monet. But who's going to come after Trinity and Shay? It's Jan, which is also great. And then at the end, I know they cut something out.
Did you write it for her?
I did not. But
did you consult?
I was offended that the part that references me was left on the cutting room floor.
Been there, bitch.
If I ever go back for All Stars, I'm just going to do a song in the talent show called Willem. Willem, who needs Willem? And I'll just cut around it.
I bought this song on iTunes. It is unfortunately not available on YouTube yet on Jan's channel, but I subscribe to that channel too. Hopefully there will be a video soon. I guess it'll be out as soon as World of Wonder lets her release content again. Because now that... You know that contract.
At the very end, she hits that high note, and then she goes, it slides into an even higher note.
Yep. Okay. Because if you can do it, why not, right? Show these girls what they're up against.
Yes, and she did that. She didn't have any, like, sets or props or anything.
She didn't need them.
She stood and delivered, and she showed a talent, which was her singing.
And one of the backup singers is one of our listeners. Her name
Stanley?
No. M Trum on Instagram.
Oh, we love M Trum. Yeah. Hey M Trum.
She's a little good time girl. Hey girl.
Absolutely. Divatronic legend.
I would not want to be the girl that followed Jan, but Pandora did pretty good. She did pretty good by being pretty bad, basically on purpose. It was called "I Can't Dance, But I Look Okay."
she knows herself.
Yeah, it's like a Debbie Downer, but she's not a downer because it's actually enjoyable. Does that make sense? But it's like Debbie Downer's like slightly more peppy cousin.
Debbie Downer does Dallas.
No, it's like Debbie Downer on uppers.
Oh yes.
She's got a little
very, very funny. And the judges thought so too. I'm sorry to keep harping on Jan, but I'm really, really bothered about it. The judges, they kept cutting to like Carson going like, and Michelle going like, I'm like, what? She's just singing a song and sounds really good. Why are you cutting to reaction shots of, fuck you guys.
It's reality TV.
What the fuck? What were they watching that they were like, it makes no fucking sense. But Pandora was hilarious. And then she ended by shooting Silly String out of her boobs.
We love that. Great ending, Pandora. I'm sure Absolutely. Many girls will steal it. But I will say this. RuPaul's Drag Race consistently shows reality television characters doing things that they already were established doing. They don't give opportunities for girls to change already established characters. And they're doing that with Jan again. They're showing her in excellent form and gaslighting her with the editing and the critiques and not allowing her to win. Because this performance that she... We're going back to Jan again and we're on our third girl. We're going to talk about Jiggly in a second, but Jan is still great. But yeah, this is what reality TV does. And I feel like they're trying to mentally break Jan and how they did with Roxy in season 2. But we'll see.
They're trying it. Jiggly was also wearing clothes. Thank you, Jiggly. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll talk about Jigs. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
We're back. Are we talking shit about Paramount Plus on the pod? Because is it worth saying that, like, those bastards, I'm paying them every single month and there's still advertisements, like, not just like a couple here and there, not like Hulu advertisements where it's like 60 seconds every now and then. It's like 4 minutes of fucking Lipitor commercials and I'm paying you. And yes, there is an ultra deluxe payment system where you can pay them. How much is it?
I don't know. I mean, I paid $100 for the year and there's ads.
And I'm like, out of principle, I'm not getting the ultra deluxe because you guys are bastards and I will sit through your commercials. And speaking of which, I need to get some Lipitor. Wow, the advertising is working.
You know, you know why they did it, right? They moved a proven franchise, RuPaul's Drag Race. They knew that the viewership would follow them. They moved it to a fledgling network that they needed support on because it's owned by CBS, Viacom, Paramount. Yes. It's all the same network umbrella. So they've already shot it. They don't give a fuck that these girls should be on TV and given that opportunity. They're going to put them on their new rinky-dink streaming service.
They needed a tent pole, and it is literally a great tent pole for Paramount Plus.
And honey, we've seen some of these girls' porn tubes. We know they got pulled.
But rest assured, when All Stars is over, I'm throwing Paramount Plus in the trash. Can I say that? What if I get a job on Paramount Plus? You know what? I can't say that. Paramount Plus, you're crushing it. And you know who else crushed it?
I can say it.
You know who else crushed it? Jiggly Caliente.
Did she sumo smash it? Because that's what she tried to do to me on season 4, the little bitch. She wore this little hoochie coochie cheerleading outfit and did a little lip sync and dance. She looked great. I wasn't mad at
her. She looked great. She was having fun. She was having fun.
That's the thing. Somebody was trying to read me on my YouTube last week for my song Oopsie Whoopsie from Death Drop, and they said, you look like you were having a lot of fun. I was like, oh. Because some people didn't get that it was like supposed to be like bad, cheesy 80s.
It was your character's music video.
Yeah, they were like, oh, you were having fun, huh? Did you have fun out there?
Listen, I had fun watching it, so, you know. But no, I feel like with Jiggly, this was one of those numbers where, like, in your mind, you are just, the wind is blowing, and, like, you look like fucking Beyonce at the Super, like, you are just hitting every step, and your pussy's on fire. And then you watch the footage back, and you're like, oh, I mean, I was doing drag, like, I looked, you know, but but it's like at this level, like, this number would have gone great at a show, but it's like, it's All Stars and everyone is like bringing some sort of gag or twist or thing, you know, that like sort of tops just performing a number. But I mean, she looked great and she can dance. So
I would love to bring tops to a show.
Kylie's so neat.
Honey. Slinky. Loved it.
Beautiful. She's showing a talent we didn't get to see on her previous season, which is always good. And she's a fabulous singer and also just looks stunning. And the writing of the song is great.
And that Bob Mackie dress, darling, she looks sickening.
Honey, there's a new Mackie doll in town, my love.
And that
Gamora Hall is...
that is a fresh
tearing apart a hotel suite.
That is a freshly refurbished Mackie, also kidding. Because the last time that Chanel Perillo wore it, she got a little frisky in it and busted that thigh seam.
Oh, honey. Well, Kylie Sonique looks amazing and did a great job with this song. Raja O'Hara referencing Bianca Del Rio's well-known talent number, makes a dress on stage, which I thought this was a really clever idea and was really like thrilling to watch. She involved the judges, like put the timer on Ross. And it was something really happening. Everyone was involved and engaged and like watching and on the edge of their seat. And then she flips it inside out and it's this beautiful dress. I loved it.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't love it because like, honestly, she sewed two seams. This is the same dress that I sewed in like less than 5 minutes for Latrice and I to wear for our reveal in season four.
Well, and maybe next time I'll give you a minute of my time and you can make me a dress that's sublime.
That, you know what? I would love to outfit you whenever you need, darling.
Feeling so sublime. Give me a minute of your time. The dress is sublime.
I'm a little flummoxed that this was the talent that won the All-Stars talent show, sewing two straight seams. That's all she did. It was just two straight seams.
Well, but that's like saying a magic trick is just moving one card from one side to the other. It's the presentation of it that's exciting. The suspense, the showmanship.
If it had suspenders or some sort of suspension, I might add some. Okay, here's the thing. It was clean. It was fine. But was it difficult? No. It was two straight seams on a sewing machine. Did she look great? Yes.
Well, I will say finding a sewing machine that works at Drag Race is very difficult.
That is the talent. That is the talent. Yes. Yes.
Who's Honey, next?
Goofus and Gallant, me and you, definitely for sure. Akiria is next, and she does a lot of little small reveals, which add up to a jovial little moment of talent that she gives us. Yeah. And she looks beautiful.
Yeah, and this is it's sort of in the same vein as what Jiggly did. Like, it's in the same sort of category. But she added these like reveals, which was an added thing. And she said, my talent, you ask? It's my ass. Get into it, mother. And it is almighty. Next we have Trinity K. Bonet, who is stumbling.
Stumbleisha for sure. We just covered the Comedy Queens episode on season six. And
we did.
Trinity heavily referenced that act with her grandma joking about her light bill. And it felt like a callback, which people didn't realize anyone was still on the line for.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yes. This is where it gets a little like when you show up to All Stars, it's probably best to leave behind things that are direct references to your previous season. There are exceptions, but it happened with Monet. She showed up for the All-Stars talent show and did the sponge gag. And Michelle was like, the sponge thing was before. Leave it behind and let's move forward.
Yeah, it's one of those things about catchphrases. You got to want to catch them. And felt like some foul balls in this one.
This coming from me, who walked into the workroom, said, hi, I fucking dressed up like Lil Pound Cake on the runway. But there are exceptions.
Those were references which landed.
Okay. Well, the light bill thing was funny.
I bet she had some jokes
in there. I knew
what
she was talking about.
Yeah, me too.
And stand-up is hard, and she struggled, and she knew she struggled.
Eureka does a great song which honored her mother who had passed away. I would love to know how she arranged a projector.
Baby, she's not weird here. She's honey, I can call my people from HBO and they can make it happen.
She did.
Y'all need honestly, help?
I'm not mad. I'm sure some of the other girls were like, what?
Well, there were some fishy moments, like some girls had like giant letters that spelled their name or like this and that. So like Ginger had confetti at the end. I feel like these are things that had to be arranged with production ahead of time. A projector system. Yes.
I'm I'm just a little, you can tell which girls had managers that cared about them.
Oh, okay.
I'll say that because like, this is where people get involved at a higher level where you're like, this is what's happening. These are the things right. we need.
You kind of have to strong arm some things into it.
Yeah.
And that's how shit gets done sometimes. So, yeah.
Scarlett, I've never been prouder of a girl that yeah. that I've underestimated before because she's not just a pretty face. And I just 2 weeks ago talked about blowing a cum bubble out of my nose. And this girl, this girl blew bubbles with her hands, with yeah. her wands. And she encouraged people to wash their hands at the same time. I thought this yeah. was a brilliant play on like on social commentary slightly and like taking something that's like making a joke out of what can I do? Look at me. I blow bubbles. It's just yes. funny. It's yes, funny it that is. This is my talent. I'm blowing bubbles. And they were huge and giant and awe-inspiring. So like yeah. I'm not ragging on her at all. I don't yeah. know her that well, but we're friends and I have no right to be proud of her, but I'm proud of her for having such a wit that this happened, you know?
Yes. And it was a little bit of self-reference because she had the bubble guns in the mermaid challenge, didn't she, on her season? So it was a little like wink. It wasn't like it's hinging on, you know, that reference, but for her fans, it was like a little bit of a wink. And it was beautifully done. It was funny. She looked stunning. And there, it was intense because if one of those bubbles popped, it would have been like pheromone falling. It would have been like, oh, well, you really fucked it up and you'd be in the bottom. So it, she took a chance by doing this and it paid off. She looked mm-hmm. cool.
Silky apparently had a different talent planned and she arranged this one in the hotel. But she talked about
a grand piano. How do you make a grand piano just happen?
A Wurlitzer. I'm really not sure, but she did mention that, she was kind of eradicated from her church, where she was a director of ministry or music or something. Because of her sexuality and like this was a whole moment where she could have that come full circle.
Oh my God. What else did she have planned? Do you know?
I don't know. Probably something with cookies in her titties.
Oh, cookie in my titties.
She did some a post about it on her Instagram where she talked about the church and everything, but she didn't reveal what it was.
Some sort of baked good coming out of her genitals. Hold on. Might be a word you're asking about
the gold hoochie scoochie dress.
Alaska and I were just talking about the gold Mackie that Sonique just wore that you wore first.
Uh-huh.
Sonique turns into Sonique.
Sony, honestly. Dipper, are you looking for a secret pun name where there is none? Isn't that, don't you like to do that?
I do.
Don't you? Oh, Sonique, like so neat. Oh, wow. Yes, confirmed. Race confirmed. Chaser confirmed.
Secret drag name, extra layer of fun.
It was a pun name all along. Silky did great. I mean, her singing was from the heart. It wasn't, you know, technically perfect, but she pounded that fucking piano. And I love learning that there was more meaning behind it.
You want to take this next one? She's your sister.
Serena Chacha is taking us to the wig shop. There are three wigs on the table and then she dances in front of them.
I really wish that one that almost fell would have fallen.
I was scared. Like, tag yourself. I am the wig head that almost fell off the table because that was suspenseful. I was scared.
That was the most nerve-wracking part of the whole thing.
And RuPaul says later, you should have done more cha-cha. You would have been in the top if you did more cha-cha.
Cut it. Curl it. Go for the
wig. I like the reactions to Jan. Like, Jan is, like, living. Jan is, like, very supportive and just, like, feeling it. Having a great time.
Is that actually what Jan was reacting to?
Do you think?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Who would have been loving that performance?
Sarita Chaudh is a good performer. She's energetic. I didn't say
she wasn't a good performer. I just didn't like that performance.
Okay.
Maybe
it's just not for you.
Not everything is for everyone.
This is the wide. The girls are smiling.
Because they all know that they don't have to worry about it.
It's a drag show.
They're like, oh, this will be easy.
She's doing a song about the thing that was like missing, like the puzzle piece was like if she would have done a wig, that could have stepped it up. Something actually happening on stage. But she said, my talent is dancing and doing drag. So here's a song I produced and I'm doing it.
There were so many things that could have made it better. I'll say that. Okay. Was it bad? No. Could it have been a lot better? Yes.
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 One of the lyrics says, grab your staple gun. I didn't know they used staple guns for wig construction.
Girl, ask Akiria. That's who Serena fucked up a wig for. And then Serena gave an interview and said, oh no, we don't talk about that. I will not talk about that. So she won't even talk about it.
Well, maybe we can get her on Race Chaser. Next is Ginger Minj doing Gummy Bear, which she just released an album called Gummy Bear. Mm-hmm. And she's in pink and she's dancing, singing. It's humorous in nature. And she has lollipop props. And RuPaul is lip syncing the words. It's that catchy. RuPaul already knows the fucking words.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they got to RuPaul lip syncing Gummy Bear.
RuPaul thought that they were offering snacks. She's like, yeah, I'll gummy bears.
Gummy bear. It's that catchy. RuPaul already knows it. RuPaul is all knowing. And this song, which had never before been released, RuPaul already knows it. She knows it already. Yara Sofia, jiggle those titties, jiggle those titties. This is a transcendent, iconic moment that rarely do we see a moment where it's like, oh, we're going to be seeing queens doing this in their act from now on.
How many, if you look at all the reaction shots of people guffawing, open mouth, back of their throat laughing, every single person in that room enjoying themselves and living so much for both Jan and Yara. Because honey, shit sandwich. Those two girls, strongest. Yeah. The two on the ends. Yeah. And then for neither of them to have won is a farce. All-Star Six
Yara
is all.
Wins.
Oh, does she? Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. That's great. I thought Raja won.
Raja wins episode
She wins
two.
Next episode.
Oh. Okay.
But she's in the top for her sewing challenge.
Okay. Well, I don't mind that. That's fine. I'm not a judge. Who am I to judge?
Who am I to run a podcast about judgment? Yara's
10,
she took
11.
The night. She took the night. It was funny. It was irreverent. It was sexy. It was fierce. And those titties will be jiggling in my mind forevermore.
It was everything you could want from a drag show.
Why don't we go take a break and jiggle our titties?
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back and we run down, RuPaul does a very lengthy rundown of the rules, but you know what? The audience can follow along. You know, bottom two, $10,000, bottom queen voting, lipsticks, assassins, fucking a fence opening up on the main stage very, very slowly and we see it and, you know what fucking happens. I'm not reading the whole fucking rule book. So I'm reading the owner's manual of Drag Race. Shantae, which means stay, or sachet, which means they leave and go home and do not return to the competition.
RuPaul reads the terms of service for Paramount Plus login app user agreements. And yes! She declares the safe girls, Eureka, Akiria, Jiggly, Jan, Kylie Sonique Love, Scarlet Envy, and Ginger, which leaves the judges to critique Silky, Trinity, Raja, Yara, Pandora, and Serena. Michelle told Silky straight up her talent was clunky.
There were some clunkers.
Yeah. Well, Michelle loves anything that begins with a clunk.
Yeah. Clunk, clunk, trunk, trunk. They also critique Trinity for really stumbling in the comedy. Stand-up comedy is really hard because you don't really have a safety net. She didn't have a backing track to you know, rely on. It was her and her mouth and a microphone. So
You know what? I don't agree. How many years have you had to prepare for this? You could have memorized jokes perfectly. I feel
she got
like.
Nervous.
Well, take a Xanax. You have how many years? This I do not want a repeat of season 6 of her saying, this isn't what I do, I lip sync. Season 6 was an excuse fest for her, and I don't want this again for her. I don't want her saying, I'm nervous or any of this. Like, because when she's on stage performing and lip syncing, she's so slick like a fucking panther. So why didn't she just do something that she knew could like fucking slay?
Yeah.
We
were rooting for her. We were all rooting for her.
I still am.
Raja, they say, Michelle says that she's seen this before, but never in a minute. And they were really impressed with her. And I'm not mad at her for borrowing a fucking drag thing that she saw somewhere else. Do you know that every single fucking person borrows shit from somewhere else that they saw?
Yeah, mostly my clothes.
At least I do. Yeah.
Yara, they loved it. It was stupid, funny, and great. All things that anybody would want to take with them from a drag show.
Exactly. Pandora, they thought it was funny. She looked great. She definitely knows her brand. Serena, the idea of a drag queen singing about wigs is great, but it didn't land. And RuPaul just wanted more cha-cha. I want my cha-cha heels.
I mean,
all I want from Serena is more cha-cha, please.
If you're going to sing about wigs, make it amazing. Make it about like wigs by vanities. Don't put them on white styrofoam heads. Get some good wig heads that aren't so hokey pokey about to fall over Holly Hobby. Like, it's not a lace front like this. It wasn't.
No, unfortunately, but what could be?
It's a hard front like that.
Yara, that we should do that. Yara Sofia wins a 7-night vacation at a luxury villa in southern Italy, courtesy of mygaygetaway.com. Now they're getting prizes this year, Toots. Yes. Prizes, my love. Yeah, Emmys get you good prizes.
She'll just have to wait like a couple years until they're under a green level threat. Then they can have visitors. Yeah, actually, my friends just went to Rome. I'm lying. Italy's open.
Okay. Pandora, Raja, and Silky are deemed safe, and the bottom two end up being Trinity and Serintra.
Trinity is also red for her bangs covering her face. And then she does a little side swoop, and then they like it better.
Oh, so much better. Oh, my gosh, so much better.
So much better.
We get... there's a little bit of, you know, deliberation, but do you think Serena even had a chance with this group of dolls?
No, I think they can smell...
That?
They can smell blood in the water.
Okay.
And honestly, if all these girls, mostly, I feel like, have been around the block and know each other. I've never worked with Serena. I've worked with every single one of these girls. So I feel like Serena's not as... I know Coco's a big supporter of Serena. I feel like she's not as...
tapped into the... to the,
yeah.
The group?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's been she was on it in 2000. She filmed in 2012 and it aired in 2013. What has she done since then? Haven't seen much other than whenever something goes wrong with one of her wigs online, basically.
Do you think, let me ask you this, do you think Serena did worse than Trinity in this particular All-Stars drag show?
No. I don't.
You have still voted for her?
If I was there, I'm not sure if I would have voted for the girl I thought was the biggest competition, or the girl that I knew I could beat, or the girl that I just didn't like the smell of her drag and wanted her out of the room.
Right.
So
it's very hard, and they make these decisions more and more deliberately difficult.
You know what? I revise my statement. I would have voted for Serena to go because I'm friends with Trinity. Trinity was like the girl that we had in our AAA girls concert in Atlanta. Like, not in Atlanta. DC. That was Tatiana. Where did we have? Oh, Houston.
So anyone who wants to say that friendships should play no bearing in All-Stars voting can reference this episode and then eat shit and literally fucking because it just does. It just does. Also, drag sort of reputation almost. It's like Trinity K. Bonet is like a title holder and like sort of like revered as like an icon in the drag world. And so it would feel not right to vote for her to go home on episode one, even though she did fall short. So like all these things play into factor, and that's why All Stars is interesting.
Now, I mean, you're currently shirtless. Maybe Trinity would let you borrow a top.
And you know what? I would borrow it from her because she has good clothes.
And I bet she tops, too.
We get a lip sync assassin by the name of Ms. Coco Montrese. And looking so beautiful.
My favorite thing is in Untucked, they show Coco turn up in this Maxine Waters wig. As her travel hair, and then she puts on her beaded Cher moment. I love a travel wig.
We love.
Honey, Brooklyn has a travel wig in the next episode too. I love a travel hair unit. And I feel bad for Serena if she's listening. I don't know you, but don't fuck over your sisters with hair again, especially sisters that it's just a bad idea. You know, if I was doing something for a sister, I would make sure that it was better than perfect, you know? And she did say something about the Akira incident with the wig, where she said Akira had a better wig than the wig maker for that photo shoot. And I think excuses are useless and complaining is draining. So I'll just be quiet about it. But you don't want to fuck over a sister, because word travels fast.
Well, how about a lip sync to a Bruno Mars song? How about that?
People were disgusted by this online. Certain people were not happy.
Why?
I don't know.
They could have at least done Uptown Fish by Shangela. I mean, at least.
Wait, is that not okay anymore? Are we allowed to say fish?
She explains in the song that it is about being from the ocean and being powerful and beautiful creature of the sea. So she explains it.
We belong to the sea. Okay. We belong to the Montrees tonight, because this shimmering showgirl lets us have it. She says the Las Vegas princess. And I just want to know, princesses are usually younger than queens.
All right. Well, Coco does great. She reveals her gown. Yara is the body girl. The body girl is here. And ultimately, Coco Montrese wins the lip sync, unsurprisingly, because she is the assassin of assassinistas. And the $10,000 rolls over to next week's tip. So I think they should just give the $10,000 to the lip sync assassin.
Fuck yeah. I mean,
it's kind of like, well, fuck your drag. Bye. We'll pay for your Uber.
Yeah, I think it's kind of insulting, too.
It's weird. Maybe they do get a $10,000 fee.
Or give them a repeater badge or something.
Sorry, I almost said it with a straight face. No, it's, well, you know what? It's a chance to get on the show. And if I'm ever asked to go in and be a lip sync assassin, you know what I'll do? I will do purposefully horrible so that the queen on stage wins the $10,000. I'll like take off my wig in the first 2 seconds. I won't lip sync. I'll kick my shoes off.
Go up to the judges' dais.
I'll do a reveal that doesn't work, doesn't come off, struggle with it.
Don't make eye contact.
That's what I would do.
Put in headphones, do a different song.
So Theron, if you're listening, I'm available.
And Theron, I want to let you know that I'm also available.
Okay. You did win a lip sync once. So.
Fuck you, bitch.
What?
Did I?
You sent Jiggly Caliente home.
Yeah, but that was rigged. Jiggly knew she was going home. She got that letter under the door.
I've never been part of a season that was rigged, so I don't know anything about that. Wait a second. There's Untucked?
Yeah, I watched it too. Yeah.
Where is it?
It was on Wow app. Presents.
I haven't seen Untucked. Well, I'm a bad podcast.
I'll give you a rundown. Okay. Coco had a travel wig.
Thank you.
The queens were in a tent while some of the girls were in the workroom, and then they took some of the workroom girls and put them in the tent outside with the girls who were safe and or the girls who were tops and bottoms. Every single girl voted for Serena except Serena. And there was a moment where Ginger was talking about touring and everything, and then she looked to Jan and says, I know you don't know what that is, but
damn,
they talked about like meeting all the people around the world and like how Scarlett was actually a fan of Ginger and she was an underage girl and she met her at the Lori Beachman Theater. But the Lori Beachman Theater is a restaurant which was all ages, so I mean, anybody
I think
could...
she just meant that she waited like waited outside the theater for like an hour to meet her. and they showed the photo.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
They did. It was really cute.
Well, I'm gonna watch. I just didn't for these two episodes because I didn't know it existed.
Well, thank God someone knows what podcasting is.
So I'm only getting half the story. There was a premiere that was a double episode. So surprise, we are going to be dropping episode 2's Race Chaser in lieu of Hot Gossica this Friday. So we'll be back on Friday with episode 2, The Blue Ball.
Yes. And thank you so much for joining us on Race Chaser this week. Mm-hmm. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And we would love, love, love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe and take a moment to leave us a rating.
You can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod. And our Mom Podcast account is at Mom Podcasts.
We have bonus content available at patreon.com/Willem. You can search for Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser and email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. Stay safe, get the vax, socially distance yourself, and wear a mask. Respect each other out there in the world, my loves.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.